Welcome to the True Traveler Society Daily Podcast, your source for the newest breakthroughs in sustainable travel and volunteer tourism. It's November 23rd, 2025. Today, we'll explore the ripple effects of new global climate goals on travel, highlight a remote region in Thailand that's embracing conservation and community tourism, and discover how responsible travelers can make a difference, no matter where their journeys lead. First up, let's talk climate action and travel. This week, the COP30 climate summit wrapped up in Brazil. While world leaders didn't settle on a firm plan to phase out fossil fuels, there's big movement. Travel companies across the globe are now expected to publish detailed net zero transition plans and embrace more climate-friendly operations. Why does this matter for you? If you're a conscious traveler or tourism professional, you'll be seeing more carbon offset programs, greener infrastructure, and pressure to prove real climate impact. Watch for businesses investing in renewable energy, nature restoration, and transparent reporting. Big steps for meaningful travel. Shifting gears to Asia, Thailand's ASEAN region is emerging as a model for sustainable, culture-rich tourism. ASEAN, in northeast Thailand along the Mekong River, is home to ancient UNESCO sites, wildlife-filled parks, and centuries-old villages. Unlike the country's crowded hotspots, ASEAN offers low-footprint travel that supports local traditions, think rice farming, silk weaving, and community-led food tours. At Banchang, travelers can engage with Bronze Age history while their entry fees fund local museum projects. In national parks like Phu Wiang and Pha Thaim, eco-guides take you to dinosaur dig sites and prehistoric rock art, with tourism directly financing conservation and trail maintenance. For conscious travelers, ASEAN proves that authentic connection and heritage preservation go hand in hand. Meanwhile, nature-based solutions are gaining traction in the global tourism industry. The latest COP30 agreement spotlights efforts like mangrove restoration, wildlife corridor creation, and forest carbon projects. These aren't just buzzwords. Companies investing in biodiversity are now getting preference for funding and certifications. That means when you choose operators promoting reforestation, marine reserves, or local wildlife protection, your spending has measurable, positive impact for communities and the planet. What's the takeaway today? Travelers and tourism operators are now at the center of climate action. Demand transparency, ask about net zero plans, ecological impact, and fair local benefits. Celebrate regions like ASEAN, where tourism uplifts heritage and supports real conservation. And remember, every trip is a vote for the kind of world we want to explore. That's your sustainable travel roundup for November 23rd. If you found these stories inspiring, subscribe to the True Travelers Society Daily Podcast, visit truetravelerssociety.com for more volunteer opportunities, and join our global movement for journeys that matter. Until next time, travel consciously.